Welcome back to the Balancing Act podcast. I'm Andy Tempty. On the Balancing Act, we talk to business leaders and industry experts to explore the balancing acts we play in our professional lives and learn about the events that put rocket boosters behind their career success. Today, we have Pete Schramm joining us. Pete is the founder and CEO of Latitude, a human connection platform designed to amplify new employee retention and mid-level manager development. The company exists to help increase intentional internal engagement and strengthen workplace culture to improve employee belonging. As you might expect, today we're going to focus on coaching, networking, retention, and engagement in the workplace. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Hey, thanks. Glad to be here, and I'm excited to dive in. We have a lot, over 130 episodes. Big shoes to follow, many shoes to follow.
Yeah, you're 138 in the lineup.
Hey, I've been called a lot worse than 138 before.
Nice. Well, Pete, before we get started, please give our listeners the short version of your story.
I am a tall people person named Pete from Pittsburgh, right? Grew up on a farm, went to school in the Pittsburgh area for high school, and then down to DC for college, studied mechanical engineering, like a couple of your other guests, and then transitioned into not mechanical engineering, like a couple of your other guests.
Right.
I did undergrad and grad school. I was fortunate to play sports in college, basketball and track. That's one of the questions I get a lot. How tall are you? Do you like being tall? Did you play basketball? So yes, everybody out there, being 5'20", I did get the chance to play basketball in college and was fortunate to play while I was studying abroad in Hong Kong. Wild experience, right? Farm boy from Western PA, go into the big city, Washington, D.C., as some say, and then to go out of the country, other side of the world. It took a lot of pictures, videos. I held a lot of babies, and man, was it a cool experience to meet a lot of people. My professional journey started in the defense contracting space, Lockheed Martin. Absolutely loved it, the amazing leaders I had along the way. And that's kind of where my work today spans from, asking those different people for advice. Say, hey, how'd you get to where you are? Loved it, supporting the warfighter, keeping our people safe. Transitioned to a smaller defense contractor that then got acquired, worked with another one. And then in the middle of COVID, I did this bonehead thing that I left this six-figure salary and great career trajectory to do something that statistically is going to fail, and also moved home to my parents' basement. Who does that in your like late 20s, right? But we're living the dream. And now, as you mentioned, Andy, running what is Latitude.
That's such an energetic story. I love that. Pete, if you had to pick one event in your life that just put rocket boosters behind your career, what would that be?
There are many to choose from. I like to live life with challenge and opportunity, right? As long as it can check those two boxes, I'm all for it. And I'm going to talk about a decision that I made in September of 2008. And it was a couple miles from where I'm currently located. And it was a decision to transfer from a public high school to a private high school halfway through college. And I remember that my brother came back on the bus as we were driving home. I don't know if you're supposed to walk on the bus or not, you know. But he said, hey, Pete, we got to go to this school tomorrow. We got to take these tests. If there's any chance that we want to go to this school, you know, so part of me is thinking, I don't know that I want change. This might be tough. All these new people. I don't know, man. This, maybe it's not for me. And he was pushing me out of my comfort zone. And so my brother's one of my closest friends and one of my biggest guides and somebody on my personal board of advisors. But I said, you know what? What would I be thinking if I didn't do this? And I didn't at least explore this opportunity, always wondering in the back of my head, what if, what if, what if? And so I took that lesson. I ended up going to take the test, passed the test, got good enough numbers, and we transferred on Monday. That was a Thursday. We started school actually Monday. The power was out, so school was canceled my first day of school at this new school. But then on Tuesday, and so that was kind of the first piece of this challenge and opportunity journey. And so how do we continue to find, hey, here's where my comfort zone is. Let's push beyond that a little bit more. And so it just kept growing and growing. And you heard a little bit in the introduction where definitely stepping out of comfort quite frequently.
That is incredibly self-aware for high school. And in the back of my mind, I think I heard you say college, but this was high school, right?
It was.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're on the bus and you make a big decision. You lean into uncomfortability, and that is so rare, Pete, especially at that age. So very, very self-aware. Congratulations.
I have a lot to thank for my parents and some of the people that guided me, you know, along the way. And Andy, I tell that story about the bus because there's another analogy of as your career progresses, the bus only comes along so often. And anytime you say no to the bus and those challenges and opportunities, you don't know when it's going to come by the next time. So that's why I kind of, there's a lot of meaning that goes into that story and that experience and the tale that that told me about life. And it also, remember, I didn't do it alone. There was somebody else there with me. So it's this concept of challenges, opportunities, people together, vulnerability, and the bit of being okay with not being okay.
Yeah. Such a powerful message, Pete. Let's move on to your book. You've got a new book out, came out in November. It's called Pathfinders, Navigating Your Career Map with a Personal Board of Advisors. What drove you to write the book and what's its primary message?
So I'm a big fan of keep it simple, SRAM. I changed the last word, right? Last name SRAM.
Yeah.
So I'm holding up the front cover of the book here. And there's two pieces that are in bold, right? Career map, personal board of advisors. Boom, there you go. So what drove me to write this? Over the last couple of years, I've been manually connecting people together, helping give some career advice. A lot of it's based on, hey guys, here's what didn't work for me. Maybe try this a little bit differently. Or I heard this awesome advice from somebody else. And every so often, Andy, I just, you know, create some of my own concepts. And sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. And then people ask me to speak and they're like, hey, can you come talk to my college class? Can you come talk to this high school class? Can you come talk to my company? And I'm like, sure, yeah, if I can help people, I'm happy to do that. And then I did it more than 50, 60, almost 70 times. And then at the end of each of these sessions, you know, I started putting these worksheets together. So people are like, hey, let's actually do a career map and this personal board of advisors. And somebody said, hey, why don't you do a TED talk? I'm like, that sounds pretty fancy. Sure, I'll do it. And that's where I said, I'm going to test drive this concept of a personal board of advisors, right? Multiple mentors. So I say all that because the what do I do next piece is what they kept asking. I'm like, well, I guess I can't just stop at the problem and what's possible. Let's give them a solution, right? An action to take. So the book came from people wanting more and people being hungry and saying, I want to own my career. I want to be able to empower others. I want to be able to guide other people. I just need a little bit of structure and framework and process to make it happen. And so that's where the book came from. And also that was another piece, the team, right, of Latitude. They're like, Pete, you got to write this book. I'm like, well, I've always wanted to write a book, I guess. Here we go. And man, I didn't realize how much time, effort, and more all-nighters on that book than in undergrad plus grad school together. You know, you've done this process. So that's where it came from. But it's really meant to be, hey, if you're early career, mid-career professional, grab a copy of that book. You're coming out of college, grab a copy of that book. How do you visualize where you want to go and what you want to do professionally and who those couple of people that can help guide you along the way? And then if you're late career, right, how can you visualize to share and kind of help guide other people? Man, it's been a journey.
Yeah, I really like the intentionality of the creation of your mentor network as opposed to a coaching network, which is different, much more transactional. So many folks are not intentional about maintaining their professional network, especially that small group of mentors that's really going to help take you from here to there. Tomorrow morning, my Saturday morning muse comes out, and this is the topic that I'm writing about, which is the formula for success equals relationships and results. And what we're talking about right now is on the relationship side. So thank you for sharing that. Navigating a career map implies that an individual knows where they're going. So let's talk about that book. What mechanism do you use to help aspiring and current workforce participants see the direction that they're headed, their desired future state more clearly? So many people get caught in the here and now and get stuck and rarely lift their head to see where they're headed.
So there's a couple of ways to answer that. I might start off by saying it takes relationships and results, right? You talk to other people. There's this piece of informational interviews and saying, hey, I kind of like what you're all about. Can you tell me what you did, how you got to where you are? I'm filling out this career map thing. This SRAM guy told me to, you know, fill out this piece of paper. I'm reading this book. And I got to figure out, what are my options? What can I do? And so to align, there's a couple of exercises in the book. One of them's ikigai, right? And the kind of, where do you find that balance of what do I love to do? What can I get paid to do? What does the world need? And what kind of comes naturally for me? And I'm big on, you know, that old adage, cheesy saying, whichever way you want to go, whenever you love what you do, you're not working a day in your life. Let's try and bring that to reality. And I think, you know, some millennials and more Gen Z are trying to, you know, make that a reality. And I think on the baby boomer side and some of the Gen X, they're kind of like, hey, I got to get a job and it's a means to an end. I'm, you know, not working to live, but I'm, you know, kind of living to work. And so that mindset is changing. Anyways, the things that we discuss in these conversations with our members of our personal board of advisors, multiple mentors, like you said, right? Kind of figuring out what some of those options are. I can also just do some good old Googling, right? And say, hey, this seems like a cool role for me. And what we're doing is kind of saying, hey, I'm here and I sort of want to get there. What are the steps along the way? I have some ideas and other people can provide guidance and input and feedback. But then what if I, you know, I'm going on this path and I turn left, right? Okay, there's COO, there's CTO, there's founder of a company. Make sure we're building these transferable skills, right? I started off, I wanted to be an architect, right? So I learned a little bit about these, you know, buildings and foundations and how can we make something that's ready for sustainable and scalable growth? You got to have a strong foundation. So just by thinking about some of those next steps, but it really comes down to the conversations we have, having an open mind, and then just kind of looking step by step and having backup options along the way. I can keep going, but let's see how that lands with the listeners.
Yeah. No, I just like to punch the point of the in what you're suggesting is kind of an amped up version of the informational interview. I think that informational interview has not gotten the attention that it deserves because you know, it never hurts to ask, and you never know when somebody who might seem completely off limits, oh, they're never going to talk to me. The answer is, yeah, let's go out for a tea and I'll answer your questions. Sure. You know, I love that. When I see somebody who's genuinely interested in learning more, especially about where they're going and how they can learn from some of my missteps along the way and the wins as well, that's certainly energizing for me. Sometimes you're going to get no, but it never hurts to ask. So thanks for pointing that out.
Right. And that's kind of the worst piece of it. And I just want one piece on that. I've tried all different sorts of approaches to this, right? From whenever we were all in offices and, you know, in that corporate setting, I'd literally just walk up to the door. If it was open, I'd say, hey, can I grab you for 2 minutes? And sometimes they'd say, no, get out of here. Who the heck are you? Yeah. Sometimes they say, who the heck are you? What do you want? But just to make sure that you're like, hey, I'm Pete, new guy here. Just want to say hello and maybe grab coffee, you know, in the next 2 months, right? Just I'll get it for right. you. Usually they end up paying for it if they're more senior. So that's kind of nice. But it's that piece of making it like, hey, this is kind of who I am, what I'm looking for, what you might be able to bring to the table. Very low barrier of expectation for them. Because most times, just like you said, right, people that are sometimes not accessible, how can we make it so easy for them to say yes and kind of make it worth their while, right? Let's just go walk around the building. I just want to hear about your story. People love hearing about them, talking about themselves. And the last piece I'd say there, Andy, is try out volunteering. It's a great way to meet some of those people that you might not meet in the regular networking settings or mentoring environments, or even the, you know, hey, you know, go talk to this person who's, you know, up on the 62nd floor or something like that.
Yeah. And volunteering also helps exercise the philanthropy muscles that you need for a full life. Pete, we're going to cut to commercial break here pretty quickly. But before we do, just very briefly, what's the most important balancing act that you've had to play in your role as founder of Latitude?
I think it changes each day. So balancing the balancing. I don't know if you've ever heard that one before. I've listened to a couple of the episodes, but it's the what can get done versus the what needs to get done and the who should be spending time on this and balancing the yes versus the no. Because there's so many things that we could be doing or should be doing at any point in time. But it's really understanding, okay, we got a bunch of fires over here. That's kind of what, you know, running a startup business is like. And you just have to figure out if this fire burns a little bit longer, is that okay? If this fire, you know, burns a little bit longer, is that gonna, you know, put things under, right? Hey, maybe we should go start a fire over there, right? So just trying to figure out. Right. They're not always bad. They keep you warm, right? It gets a little chilly here in the Pittsburgh area. And so that's really the balancing piece. And then all that craziness and chaos and exhilaration with this thing called life, right? So I'll be honest with you, 2023, there wasn't a lot of balance. 22, there wasn't a lot of balance. And so I'll tell you a story at some point of what brought some of that balance into my life and how I was able to be intentional about bringing some balance to this balancing act.
Well, we are constantly in a state of imbalance and striving our way back toward balance. So thank you for sharing that story. We're going to take a really short commercial break. We'll be right back with Pete Schramm. Has trust broken down in your organization? Learn how smooth workflows enable accountability and unlock trust to create long-term business success. Learn more in my new book, The Balanced Business, available today at Amazon.com and wherever books are sold. And we're back with Pete Schramm talking about improving employee engagement through conversations. Pete, can you please give us the 10,000-foot view of the Latitude software solution? And if I'm looking to improve employee engagement, what's Latitude going to do for me and my people?
Yeah, Latitude was created to make it easy to understand what the people are thinking, what the people are saying, what the people need, giving them what they need, and then visualizing it and tracking it with numbers. Let me try that another way. We say, hey, Andy, this is your tool, right, for keeping the people you want, right? So how do we retain our good employees and get them ready for promotions? That's what we're all about. How do we do that? Great question. Employee engagement surveys, where we measure the trust, connection, well-being, satisfaction, part one. Part two is on workshops and presentations. Sometimes companies aren't ready for that tech stuff. So why don't you just have me, the team, come in and do a workshop around those concepts we talked about, career map, personal board. We're going to put them to work. We're not going to let them fall asleep. Number three, mentorship software. A lot of people talk about this mentorship thing, and you would not actually might believe how many companies are like, yeah, we got a mentorship program. We do it with Excel. I'm like, great. How many hours do you spend doing this? Wouldn't it be great if like this thing could say, hey, let me match up these people with these people because they took the assessment already in the tool. And then we're going to bring this agile concept of people connection to the mentorship program. We're going to have some data around it. Let's put our agendas in there. Let's actually teach them how to engage and connect with one another. And then the fourth and final piece is what we're really excited to share with the world is this concept of a career companion. So now you're able to track your career map and build your personal board of advisors. So survey software, mentorship software, but really focused on this career companion software. And oh, by the way, that comes with more than 200 metrics, because again, engineer, right? So if we can't measure it, we can't improve it. We got to tell our boss, hey, we're spending money on this stuff. What's actually happening? So let's grow together.
I just love talking to engineers, and I've had kind of more than my fair share of engineers on the show. And so that tendency to shine a light on the engineering profession comes naturally to the show, because there are so many ways that an engineer can go in their career. And you are proof positive that so many people think about a career in engineering and they're like, oh, I'm just going to be stuck doing design work in the basement of some company, and I'm just going to get lost here. No. There are so many directions that you can go with engineering. I'm just so proud to hear your story.
It doesn't have to be stuck in the basement. Yeah.
Absolutely. Pete, as the world kind of navigates toward new post-COVID employment norms, noticed on your website how your software can help in a remote hybrid work environment. Can you elaborate on how your software can cultivate that sense of belonging in a hybrid work environment?
Yeah, so we all agree that connecting with others is kind of important. And most of us have heard of this thing called Maslow's hierarchy, connection, belonging. There are these basic human needs. So why don't we give that to our people? Well, it's a little tricky whenever we're not all in the same office consistently. And sure, yeah, we have these Zoom calls and we're able to, you know, video teleconference in for different things. But are we spending time doing, what'd you say earlier? Intentional relationship building. There's a whole lot of this transactional stuff and we need to get work done, right? I understand that. I get it. But how can we set aside a little bit of time to guide our professional development and growth? And so that's why Latitude was created, right? You go in, you say, hey, here's what I want to talk about. Here's when I'm available. I'm looking to mentor on these topics. I'm looking to be, you know, to find a mentor or to be a mentor, right? So it's kind of that piece. I can be both. I'm not a single dimensional individual. And so the ability to say, now I know what other people want to talk about. Now I know when they're available to have a conversation. And I'm able to do this in a one-on-one setting. Hey, I got these couple of questions. And just like you shared earlier, right? How can we step back, pause for a second, reflect, and maybe get some of that external perspective, that insight, right? So that's where we all want to do some of this connection stuff. Imagine Latitude as your virtual coffee cooler conversation with a little bit more structure. And we're going to teach you some of those tips along the way, right? So you're like, hey, here's when to do it. Here's some things to think about. Here's a couple of people to have a conversation with. And oh, by the way, we're going to guide it towards your professional development effort.
Fantastic.
Last piece I'd say it's important because a lot of the results and outcomes, people are like, I didn't know that these other people even existed, right? Because our paths never crossed. We've been in the same office. I was on floor 2, he was on floor 7, and we never ran into each other. This is remarkable. So that's where it gets to be fun. Those aha moments and relationships that spawn. And hey, tech's just helping a little bit. We'd hopefully get there at some point in time. Why not save us a couple of months or a couple of years?
Yeah. Absolutely. So, Pete, what about the naysayers? You know, I believe that one of the primary responsibilities of all managers is to equitably coach their people. But many managers say, I don't got time for that. We just need to put out all those fires we were talking about before. We just need to get stuff done. So little thought experiment. You have a leader, mid-level manager sitting right in front of you right now, who's deprioritized these connections mm-hmm. and coaching and mentoring. How do you help them see the value of weaving mentoring into the operational cadence of the business?
One of the biggest pushbacks is that this isn't a high enough priority right now. And I understand, but it's kind of like the stock market, right? There's never a great time. There's never a bad time. There's always a need and there's always an opportunity to invest in the future. And Andy, think about it like research and development, right? Let's put some IRAD, we called it at Lockheed Martin, internal research and development dollars. What happens whenever we stop investing in our future with our products and services and business? Competition might get the best of us, right? And I put an article about this a couple of weeks ago now. So what happens whenever we stop investing in our people? Competition might get the best of us. And so it's that kind of piece that... Think of these mentoring conversations, these professional development conversations, stay interviews, right? All these pieces around investing in our most important asset, which are those people. It doesn't take a whole lot of time, right? I'm just saying, hey, maybe give me 30 minutes every other week, right? And if you can't find that, then I'd challenge you and say, hey, what if you just try it for 6 months, right? And you kind of time box it, Mr. and Mrs. Manager sitting across the table. Right. And here are some success stories. So whenever people did this, the people that you invested in were able to be more productive. They made you more money. They stayed at the company longer. And you also had a little bit of fun too. Right. So I'd say maybe you're right. Maybe I'm right. But what if we just give this a whirl in this time box piece? And oh, by the way, if we don't do this, here's what we've seen in the past, right? So what's your turnover numbers been looking like over the last, we'll call it 3 years, since you said, I don't have time for that mentorship stuff? It's a little different every you know, different situation. But, you know, I'd say, maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong, but let's give it a test drive.
Yeah. And you, Mr. and Mrs. Manager, you're probably going to have some type of an awakening as a result. You're going to start seeing things in a different light. So that there is certainly that benefit. Pete, as we start to wrap up our conversation, two quick lightning round questions for you. I'm going to give you access to a time machine. You can send a message to an earlier version of Pete Schramm. What's the message and what previous version of yourself do you send it to?
Keep believing in yourself. I never thought that this professional journey would have so many highs and lows. So I'd go back to the Pete in 2000, 19. So this is right after I had my knee rebuilt. And kind of the concept of what is now Latitude is about a year old. And I think I probably just ended a relationship. That was pretty tricky too. It's like, hey, this is going to be all right. You're headed in the right direction. Just a little pep talk and say, you can do this. And it was right around that time that I also realized, hey, I don't have to do everything and I don't have to be friends with every single person. So finding that ability to be comfortable with who you are and where you're going, it's going to work out.
Being comfortable with being uncomfortable, I think, is what I heard before. And it's an important skill to adopt and to work on and hone. Speaking of, we're all works in progress. What are you focused on right now in your personal journey of growth as a leader?
So I'm a more successful leader and more valuable leader to the team whenever I'm in a good place and have balance. So I'm focused on continuing to have balance, right? For me, that's kind of mind, body, and spirit, right? So keep going to church, having some of the prayer in my life. That's important. Continue reading, right? I need to continue to be in sponge mode and learning new things, right? I have to keep meeting new people, right? So never stop spinning all of these different plates, keep this balancing act going. And then also on the body side, right? Last year was pretty tricky. I gained a couple dozen pounds. And so I'm happy to share that I'm down more than 40 pounds in the first couple of months of this year. And a lot of this came from building back in balance. And so the piece I was going to tell you about earlier was the basketball coaching. So I love playing basketball. And I said, hey, how can I do this kind of stuff? Work with other people, volunteer aspect, right? And continue to try and better the lives of others and do it to create more of this balance in me. So by being healthier, mind, body, and spirit, and giving to others, I was able to refill my cup. So now I'm able to more properly fill the cups of others and continue to push things forward in the right direction. And it's one of those things, Andy, that sounds so weird that it's like, hey, take care of yourself first and all the other stuff's going to come together. And I'm like, maybe I'll just try it. And it worked.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'm teaching, I'm back teaching in the college classroom at our local university here. And first day of class, the first thing I wrote on the board were the words self-love. And I've got 34 students all with these perplexed looks on their faces, like, what on earth? Where are we going with this? I'm just like, dude, if you don't like what's going on in here, there's no way that you're going to add value to those around you out there. So this is where we start. So thank you for sharing that with our listeners.
It's a huge piece, and I think a lot of us think about it. And this is probably the biggest takeaway from this whole piece is, hey, let's just not think about it. Let's just not talk about it. Let's do it. And who are those couple of people that can hold us accountable? One of your big things is on the accountability side. So let's challenge and ask. Hey, you listen to this podcast, you put up with me for, you know, however many minutes up to this point, send a text, send an email, so pick up the phone and call and say, hey, I'm going to try and do this thing for the next 3 weeks. Can you just check in on me? Be a little bit of an accountability buddy, right? Accountability partner, yeah, if you will. But just try and take one action after what you listen to today and let's see what can happen.
Very cool. Pete, what's next for you and where can folks learn more about you and Latitude?
LinkedIn is the easiest way. Pete Schramm, S-C-H-R-A-M-M. Please say hello. Reach out, share your story. We're getting ready to launch a podcast soon. The speaking tours are picking up. The book launches keep going. Getting ready to launch this new product. So I'm excited on a couple of different fronts, but please share your story. Send it on over. Love blowing people up in a good way, right? And amplifying their message, yep, rather. You know, what does your career map look like? What does your personal board of advisors look like? How has this helped you on the journey? So what's next is to continue some of that balance and really help organizations that care about their people develop and retain their people.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. You created a lot of value today.
I'm glad. Thanks for having me, Andy, and thank you, everybody else.
Very good. Well, my name is Andy Tempty. This is the Balancing Act podcast. You can find us on all the major streaming services. Please like, subscribe, rate, and most importantly, share this public good with your friends. The show was produced by Nick Tempty, and we'll see you next time on the Balancing Act.